Let me ask you, in terms of the farm animals, when, like cows and horses and chickens and stuff, when it gets that cold, do you have to do what do you have to do with them? I mean, how cold can they take
it? Well, if the wind doesn't blow it, they usually take it in pretty good shape.
Okay, so they can stand 40 below.
Oh yeah,
pretty good.
Of course, if it's several days, it's pretty hard on them then.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered if you had.
They don't get a chance to warm up.
I see.
But usually that is just for maybe one day or so, and that breaks and warms up a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering when you, when you were working out here on the ranch and it was real cold like that, did people ever have a problem with getting something on their, if their fingers or their toes or their face might have gotten real cold, they would have had a problem with this?
Well, You prepare for that. You protect yourself for that.
Okay. What do you call that?
A glove.
Okay.
A mitten.
Okay.
Is what you wear when it's that cold.
Okay. But what do you call that injury that you can have from the real
bad? Frostbite, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. That's what folks in this area call it.
Yeah.
Do they make? Would they have another name for it if they got it maybe on their feet or as opposed to their hands?
Well, frozen feet or frozen toes.
Okay. Okay.
That's about all I can tell you for that one.
That's all right. I know in some areas I've heard some folks, they have another name for a frostbite that they get on their toes. This guy was telling me they used to call it, I forget now what he told me. I've got it down, but when they were walking to school when they were little.
Oh, you mean chilblains maybe?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm familiar with that too, but that's not, you don't exactly freeze them to get that.
No, no. It's not as severe a frostbite, is it?
No.
Yeah.
No, it heals, but it's sure miserable. It itches so bad.
How far did you have to walk to school?
2 miles.
Okay. And the school was down here in
Idaho? In Idaho.
Okay. Was that a one-room schoolhouse?
No, not when I went.
Bigger than that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there were all 12 grades were there?
Eight grades.
Okay, so it went through the eighth grade. And then if a person went beyond that, where did they go?
Well, they had to go down to Bear Creek.
Okay.
But there was no transportation in my time.
Okay. Tell me in the fall of the year when it begins to get cold again, I was wondering if there's a difference between a frost and a freeze and a hard freeze. Do folks in this area make a distinction between those three?
Well, you usually start out with a frost.
And that does what?
It turns white and it gets your tender plants like beans and so on.
So it's something that really just covers, it kills things on the ground. I mean, above the ground.
Yeah.
It doesn't really freeze the ground.
No.
And then a hard freeze would be what?
Well, that takes everything.
Does that freeze the ground as well?
It could freeze the surface a little bit.
Okay. We were talking about blizzards earlier. I was wondering if there were different kinds of snow that you get in the wintertime. Are there different kinds of snow that will fall? Maybe a drier snow and a wetter snow?
Oh, yes. They vary, too. It depends on temperature.
Okay. Do you have different names for those different kinds of snow?
No, it's just wet and dry.
Okay. Do they ever call the dry snow powder?
Well, they do, but some use it, some don't.
Okay. I guess that's something the ski slopes probably use.
Yeah, now. It's more for the ski areas.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Now, this is something I wanted to ask you about. In the old days, in the wintertime, would they cut ice off of ponds? Would they cut any ice off of ponds in this area to store up to use as ice during the summer?
Oh, you mean for summer?
Yes.
Yeah, they used to have ice houses years ago.
Okay.